Federal officials are requiring Wisconsin Power and Light to provide a way for fish to get north or upstream of the company's hydroelectric dam at Prairie du Sac. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at fish passage alternatives. Biologist Nick Utrup says there are 19 species that lived or spawned upstream before the dam was built nearly a century ago.
Over time, they sort of just went away. They left the area and were never able to reestablish themselves. It also impacted the mussel population as well. There is a federally endangered mussel that's downstream of the dam that would benefit as well.
Utrup says paddlefish, blue sucker, and shovel-nose sturgeon are three of the other species that no longer exist north of the Prairie du Sac Dam. This week, showing some bipartisanship, a group of state lawmakers sent Fish and Wildlife a letter saying they don't want the fish passage built. Republican Keith Ripp represents an assembly district on the east side of the Wisconsin River, just above the dam. Ripp says the passage would be expensive and could let Asian carp above the dam all the way to the Wisconsin Dells. He says more fish stocking north of the dam is the better solution.
Knowing how the stocking program works, the fish that we want in the upper river above the dam, I think it's more feasible for us to stock those fish.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says it also does not want Asian carp above the dam. The agency will hold an open house about the proposed fish passage Monday evening in Prairie du Sac. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.